I'm a huge lover of history, and you know, I recently read the David McCullough book on Washington, and so Kostya Kennedy's coming out with a new book called The Ride, Paul Revere and the Night That Saved America, and we're coming up on the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's famed storied ride, right? April 18th. Kostya Kennedy wrote the book, joins us now on Brian and Company. Kostya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. When's pub date? When is the book officially out?
It just came out last week, so a little bit ahead of the actual 250th anniversary, which is April 18th of 2025. Yeah. So yes, just out.
What drew you to this topic? I mean, was it just that you saw the anniversary on the calendar and you're like, hey, let's write a book about it? I mean, what brought you to it?
It's a good question. No, I mean, I think that helped a little bit with the idea of why now, kind of. But it always, in two ways, I'll tell you quick, Brian, it emotionally, I always remember like being a kid, you know, 9, 10 years old enough to read, but still loved being read to. And my mother reading to me, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere from this big book of poems that had no pictures. And it kind of, no pictures was key because it left it in my mind to imagine what might have happened. And it sort of stayed with me. And then I think more professionally, I'm really drawn to and have been in other stuff to somebody who really meets the moment of their lives, which is very much what Revere and others, of course, did that night of the ride. You know, the whole, his legacy certainly, and also the whole shape and path of the early part of the revolution hinged on what happened over those, you know, 7, 9 hours of the ride and what ensued then at Lexington and Concord. So yeah. There was something really, really powerful to me about being able to see a moment in history like that and see the way somebody rises to it and understanding how things could have gone a very, very different way.
Yeah, we're talking with Kostya Kennedy, and then the book is The Ride, Paul Revere and the Night That Saved America, and you can get it on Amazon right now. And it's first of all, it's always a congratulatory thing. I mean, writing a book is a great accomplishment. I'm very envious of that, but it's awesome, and the cover art is fantastic. I'm just curious. I mean, there's been obviously tons written, right? I mean, is there a huge divergence between mythology and reality?
Well, yeah, you know, there has been a lot written, and just quickly on my book itself, it's not meant to necessarily be all known thought on Paul Revere. It's sort of marshaled towards the context around this ride and this night. Yeah, you know, there is a little bit of, you know, that poem that I alluded to that many people know, yeah, kind of serves as history in a way for many people. And it's not far off. It's not like it's far from the truth, but it's certainly not exactly correct in its details, nor did Henry Longfellow intend it to be. So yeah, I mean, simply the fact, for example, that there were many other riders, virtually all but one of them put into motion by Revere himself. So he would go and alert, and another rider would go out, and then he'd go to another place, other riders would go out. So you can imagine sort of that, them fanning out across the countryside near Boston as he made his way from the north end of Boston to Lexington. And when you think about it, you know, by the time the British were retreating from Concord the very next morning, there were 2,000 or 3,000 Patriot rebels there. And there's no way that one man just stopping at houses could have gotten that many, right? So it needed to be other people. I mean, he was the chief progenitor. He's the one who got it going and risked, you know, rode the riskiest path and all that. But there were certainly others who helped deliver that night.
We're talking with Kostya Kennedy, again, author. I mean, for me, my memory of Kostya goes back to Sports Illustrated, and he did a ton of work in the world of hockey, and now he's written a bunch of books. And before we go, I do want to ask you about Pete Rose. But right now we're talking about The Ride, Paul Revere and the Night That Saved America. I mean, I don't like to have to, and same with you. I mean, you want people to obviously buy the book and read the book. And so I don't want to give away too many things, but, you know, obviously you stumble upon, whether it's nuggets of information or nuances or something that surprises you or fascinates you. I was wondering if you could share one or two things that maybe people listening didn't know that really were fascinating that doesn't give away the whole book, though.
Yeah, sure. No, that's great. And I feel like there are a lot of small surprises. You know, you spend your time really digging through a lot of a lot of archives, a lot of old documentation. Not only Boston, but all the towns around are very sort of proud of and should be of the role that this had in the revolution. I think, Brian, one of the really sort of semi-macro things is Revere got himself really close to Joseph Warren, Samuel Adams, John Hancock, the guys who were really sort of the brains behind this, the mastermind of this rebellion. And Revere was extremely influential and close to them. He kind of worked for them, but they trusted him in a big way. And those guys who I mentioned, Hancock, the Adamses, et cetera, they all went to Roxbury Latin. Then they went to Harvard.
Right.
Warren was a doctor. These guys were intelligent orators. That Revere, his father came over 30 years before the revolution. He was born. His father was a Frenchman. Revere certainly didn't go to Roxbury Latin. He went to a trade school. Definitely didn't go to college. He was a silversmith. The way he sort of rose up to be right next to the corridors of power, and there was definitely a class system, still a vestige of England in those days. That was really impressive to me. You know, he got there by dint of his sort of hard work, trustworthiness, clearly very intelligent, just not necessarily, as deeply educated as the others, or his privilege. And so that rise up was probably on a big level, understanding who Revere was and who it, what kind of person it was who would risk everything he risked that night and come through that way. That was maybe the sort of biggest revelation. It sort of touches all parts of the book as we go through.
Yeah, because he was not, I mean, even though his mom's family, I think, was more of a storied, American family, he was not part of the elite. I mean, he was a tradesman. And I think it's definitely really, really relevant to the whole picture of Paul Revere. It's awesome. I mean, first of all, the book's laid out great, and I love the chapters. I was just reading more on the Somerset and some other stuff that's there. We only have a little bit of time. Do you mind? By the way, the book is The Ride, Paul Revere and the Night That Saved America. I wish at some point you could come in studio and talk more about it or more about other things, but we only have about 45.
I'd love to.
We only have about 45 seconds. Pete Rose, you obviously wrote the book some years ago, passed away, pardoned. Is he going to get in, like he said, after his death? And what do you think about all of that?
It's really a crapshoot. Mainly it's just up to a very small group of people, which is the board of the Hall of Fame. I'm pretty clear that I don't have an opinion whether he should or should not be in, but I do think the great injustice to Pete was they never allowed him to be voted on. And that was just a rule that the Hall of Fame board made up randomly to keep Pete out. And they could just as easily make up a rule to allow him to be considered. So that's the first step. I think it may happen at times, but it's not as if somebody, whether it's our President Trump or Rob Manfred or anybody, can wave a magic wand and get this guy in. So there's a process, and I think there's definitely discussion that it might happen, but I think we're still a little ways away from that actually coming to be.
Yeah, Kostya, congrats on the book. I hope it sells a gajillion copies, and we'll catch up soon, maybe in Medford.
I'd love to do that. That sounds terrific.
All right, have a good one.
Take care, Brian. Good being with you as always.